Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A beautiful one there from the latest offering of Zaza Mokgethi. The song is titled Moya Oyingcwele Siyakudinga Moya Oyingcwele. We need you, Holy Spirit. And right now, time for me to connect with our next guest in this hour, Khomotso Kalela, and for our Level Up edition of this Thursday. Khomotso, welcome to Radio Pulpit. Welcome to Heart to Heart, and how are you doing this Thursday afternoon?
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for the warm welcome. And I'm doing well, just keeping myself a little bit warm.
So good to be connecting with you this afternoon. So, Abuti Khomotso, what do you have for us today?
So, for today, I just want to talk about a very simple concept that is just called, you know, just do it. There's just a very simple principle, just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
I like that. And because I think we are in times where, you know, some people procrastinate a lot. When I say some people, I fall under the group because, you know, we have dreams, we have aspirations, we have things we want to do. But sometimes we are scared. Sometimes we are just lazy. Sometimes we thinking, what will people say? You know, where do I start? But yeah, I'm glad that this afternoon you are here to encourage us.
Thank you so much. And I think we can add me on those lists as well, because I think once in a while you keep getting back to this. So this is a good reminder as well.
So just do it. How do we do it, Abuti?
So, you know, I want to just take maybe one step back and just remind us of a very interesting T-shirt, you know, that people normally like to wear.
I know. I got you.
Exactly. It just keeps saying to us, just do it. And so for me, it just reminds me that the guys from Nike, they just don't want to just sell the T-shirt, but they are also reminding us for a call to action, you know, that taking this call, just aiding us to overcome, you know, either hesitation, like you just said, procrastination, or just fear, so that we can just take the first step towards reaching our goals. So for me, really, as I take that one little bit step back, just do it for me means, you know, they're pushing through any doubt, pushing through any fear. And for us as Christians, it's actually been wonderful because we even have scriptures that we can use to meditate to help us as we push ourselves to just doing it. And really two things really that benefit us mostly. There are three things that I want to maybe quickly highlight that benefit us with this concept really, or the mentality around just doing it. That one, it helps us to overcome procrastination. You said it very beautifully in your introduction. It helps us to overcome procrastination because now once you start talking about just do it, you are thinking about how do I become this inability to act, you know, that keeps me stuck, that keeps me caged. You know, the second thing really is just boost our confidence. You know, when we keep pushing ourselves to just keep doing it, small step at a time, you know, eating an elephant one bite at a time, you know, it just gives us the confidence that we can be able to do it. And then lastly, as we keep doing it and just doing it, we can then develop resilience, you know. Particularly for sports people, you know, they have a very good way of showing it. The more they keep training, the more they keep showing up, it just keeps building this resilience around them. So that's just really a little bit of a background around why this is so important and the mentality that it brings around us. We can become overcome procrastination, we can boost our confidence, we can then develop this new muscle called resilience for us. So there's just a quick background around that. But I wonder maybe for today, just to have a view around, you know, how do we embrace action, this action, you know, how do you embrace this call for action? And sometimes what generally happens, particularly for professional people like us, we sometimes hide ourselves behind, I'm thinking about it, you know. Some people call it, the power of thinking forever, you know.
Abuti Khomotso, when I believe you are putting it nicely when you said, I'm thinking about it. Some of us are like, I am praying about it. We are spiritual. We are praying.
That's another good one. For us Christians, you can say, no, I'm just in the closet.
You know,
I'm waiting, you know.
So and by that time, God has already spoke. God is like waiting on you to act on it.
100%, you know. You need to be waiting. And then I think for me, just adding on that, is that we just then need to try and find a way to embrace this action. And like I said, you know, the first step is planning.
Mm-hmm.
But the call for just do it helps us to bridge that gap between the intentions, the prayer, and then the action.
Mm.
So we are bringing those three together. This is my intention. These are my plans. I've been in the closet praying, but this is the action that I need to take.
So
the first thing that we need to do really is taking the leap of faith one step at a time, bit by bit.
Sure.
Towards our personal growth, our personal goals, towards our personal development.
True.
One step at a time.
And you know, sometimes we also make excuses like finances. Maybe you have an idea of starting a business. You want to bake, a baking business, and you'd be like, no, but I don't have money to buy flour yet, you know. And there's something that I read on social media that really blessed me, that say even if you are broke, even if you are tired, even if you are scared, do it, because you'll never get to a point where you do it. You'll never have enough money to start your baking business if you don't start now.
Do it anyway. Just do it anyway. And the interesting part around sometimes with these excuses that we make, sometimes very genuine. I mean, they are very genuine.
Yeah, true.
But sometimes, I mean, I shared a couple of months ago, actually last year, I mean, we started a property stock sale many, many years ago with 500 rand.
Yeah.
But because we said, like, we need to do, we've been talking, I mean, with friends of ours for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do something. Let's do something. Hey, we don't have money. We just started working. And then it's like, let's start small.
Mm.
And I think that's overcoming that inability to act, starting small.
Mm.
So sometimes you might not have the funds, but decide to start small.
Yeah.
Find people that you can collaborate with to then pull you through.
I
mean, last year, finally, I mean, it took us over 10 years, but last year, finally, we managed to buy our first property as a stock sale.
Wow, sure. That's amazing. And, you know, I think many of us also find solace and encouragement from the scripture in the book of Kings about the widow and oil. You know, it says, you know, that widow, she had to pay, you know, for her late husband's debts. And all she had at home was a little oil. And sometimes what we have, it's at home, not even far from home. You know, something that we can use at home, you know, start small.
Definitely.
Where you are.
And I think what you just said is a very powerful tool around the concept of just do it.
That
God has given us something.
Mm.
And at times we want to hide that seed.
Yeah.
And then wait for some miraculous time to come.
Mm.
And by the time he comes for us to account, we have already been doing what, just hiding that seed.
Sure.
And it is us right now with the little that we have, or the much that we have, then just take the leap of faith, because God will have not given you and put you into that position.
True.
Because he didn't think that you can do it.
Mm.
So he has placed you where you are with what you have,
because
he knows that you can do it. And there's that ability to say, with what I have, I'm going to overcome everything, because I believe that God is with me and I'll be able to do it. So just do it as a concept for me. One, business procrastination, building confidence, increasing this idea that I can build resilience, and then how to implement it. Firstly, we start with starting small, as we've spoken earlier. And then number two, start with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're starting small, start with what you have. I mean, you've made a very brilliant example around the widow.
Yeah.
That's one classic example.
Mm.
You know. But there are obviously some small and negatives that normally can happen with this thing of, you know, I'm starting small. That some people or some of us, we can then become reckless in the idea that, you know, just do it.
You know,
I'm just going to just do it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we then need to make sure that we create tools to plan.
We must do it good, you know, good branding, you know, invest on your product.
100%. So you're not going to just go there and say, I'm going to sell. I'm going to
I get you.
Then we need to plan. You need to brand. Like, I mean, one of the things that you can also do sometimes as a limit or as a negative thing is that because we have this thing, I'm just going to do it. You just run a race that does not have a break to rest and then you burn out. So sometimes this concept, as much as it's good, we can end up doing things that can hurt us. You know, we can burn out, we can be reckless in terms of how we do things, just go and run and do things without taking adequate steps to prepare ourselves. And then we can run forever without taking breaks to, you know, to have a balanced life and then burn out. And then lastly, just maybe the third one that I just want to maybe edit there is that, you know, sometimes we might just overlook the basic steps that need to be followed.
Okay.
You know, if you want to become a driver, you need to learn. You need to go and get the test. You just don't get it. They can just drive.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just need to make sure that you don't overlook important steps in the growth that you take.
Yes, true. Sure. Yeah, no. Abutu Khomotso, this is really powerful, eye-opening, informative. And I mean, just to encourage someone listening that do it, because sometimes we look at people who will be posting on social media because they are acting on the things they want to do or what God has laid in their heart. And if we don't, we end up being jealous, or we think people are, they think they are better than us. But that's not the truth. The truth is they are doing it. And we are sitting back. We are too relaxed. We're not acting on anything. We end up feeling threatened by people just growing and blooming, whereas we just have to do it, but we are not doing it.
No, you are saying it very, very, very well.
Yeah.
And I think with that, for me, comes a very important thing that we definitely need to find balance in how we like implement things. We've spoken already saying let us start small in terms of the steps that we need to take. So there's that finding balance is that it might be a risky situation, like what I did with my friends.
Yeah. Said,
look,
yeah.
We may not have money, but we have 500 rand that we can spare. You know, we could have taken this money, went to go eat out, because we sometimes do. Let's right, decide to sacrifice something and put it aside.
Sure.
So start small, because sometimes that small thing, if you keep doing it over and over, it creates a, it forms this big ball.
Yeah.
That can become
it grows.
Mm-hmm. And that's what has happened to us 10 years later. Again, our idea when we started small was we are building a legacy. So we are going to start small.
Sure.
So we're going to do it anyway without the big resources and stuff. And right now, we are confident and we are proud that we have bought the first property. And in the next year or so, we'll be buying the second one. But because we started small.
Beautiful.
And then again, just finding balance around it is that really we need to make sure that after you've done everything in terms of planning, do not overthink it. Once you've done your planning, once you've done your praying, do not overthink it. You know, because you've already detailed or put your thoughts or your actions unto the Lord. Now just go and act it. So don't overplan, don't overthink, don't overpray, for lack of example, and then just act it upon it. You know, don't hide behind the prophet, as you said. You know, lastly, around, you know, finding balance is that we obviously need to, as we do these small steps, we need to find a place to reflect.
Yeah, sure.
This is what I've done. How is it going? Am I doing it correctly?
Mm-hmm.
What is working? What is not working? How do I improve it?
Mm.
So then comes to finding balance in our just do it.
Mm.
You know, small steps, we plan, we execute, we then reflect.
Yeah, I hear you. Sorry, any last words?
No. So I just maybe the last point, just to end that sentence for me, that, just do it as much as you're powerful and tools to help us overcome inactivity. It can never replace thoughtful planning, thoughtful adaptability into the things that you want to do. So as much as we are keep doing it, we need to be thoughtful, we need to pray, and then we need to implement.
Amen. Sure. Amen. Ask for God wisdom all the time. Appreciating you, Khomotso, speaking on the issue of just do it. Do not waste time. Do it right now. Because the more you wait, someone else, you know, does the same idea and you feel like, I should have done it. Now someone is already flourishing with it. And also quickly before, because our time has run out, what about, you know, maybe this might be a bit off topic, but on doing it and also just too much sharing. Sometimes we share our ideas with friends, with family, and then we are slow on implementing, and then you see someone else has done that.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Because we were sleeping on the idea.
And, you know, cause, and somebody is very interesting that there's nothing new under the sun.
True.
So you might come with this idea. Somebody else might also have the same
idea.
It might be a little bit different, but similar idea.
Mm.
But for the fact that you are holding on to this idea, not executing it, somebody else will then drive it.
Yeah.
It might be somebody else that you share that idea with. Or maybe someone else who sort of has something similar and they are driving it. Because in many cases, there's really nothing new under the sun.
True.
So the idea that once you have it and you have shared it, you know, have the boldness that the Bible requires us to have to go and implement it.
All right. Thank you so much, Khomotso. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I must say we've learned a lot, and this was such a really eye-opening topic.
Thank you so much, Kia Leboga Thata. Thank you for having me this Thursday. And I'm absolutely encouraged as I was preparing this, because there are one or two projects that I've been working on that are just procrastinating.
Uh-huh.
And as I was doing this, a lot was just reminding me.
Yeah.
That it. So I hope it encourages another person to just go and just do it.
Amen. God bless. That was Khomotso Kalela, my family, on our Level Up edition of this Thursday, speaking on Just Do It. So if you were listening, you've heard, right? Just go and do it. What is it that you've been sleeping on, procrastinating, dreaming about? Do it. Start small. Start at home. The widow and with just a small oil at home, and then miracles happened. Allow God to work in you and through you. Just do it. So we're going to take a song, I believe, Travis Green with You Waited, and coming back with some more.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.